Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses: Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max, how's the Line of Judah Israel Initiative going?
Roy, that's the project, the program that we created, Sherry and I, with the Leadership Inc. Foundation get a life-size Line of Judah number one to Israel. And those of you that listen to the show know that I've created a big life-size line after over 10 years of working on it. We'll have the artist copy that Sherry and I are donating to the garden in Kerrville when we raise the money for the base. We were given the sculpture, but we wanted number one to go to Israel. And so by the grace of God, thanks to your help out there that are listening and a lot of the people that love Jesus, Yeshua, God, Israel, we have raised the money to get
the one for Israel.
The one for Israel, right, and even the shipping over there. And so it is now finished. It was finished in April, mid-April, by Eagle Bronze in Lander, Wyoming. It did a beautiful job, and we are now in the process of getting it located in Israel. And so it's going to be an amazing thing, and it's a gift. We've set it up as a gift from American Christians to the Jewish people, a gift of love and support. And we just want to bless them. It is their 70th anniversary as a modern nation right now that's going on that
what
started in April. Yeah. And again, God knew it. And I've been trying to get that line done forever. And I finally get it done just in time for their anniversary. And so we have really hundreds, maybe even thousands of people have been praying about this. But I just want to thank everybody for their prayers, for their donations that made it work, and any donations that are over the cost of getting it there and the cost of the deal is going to go to the Coming King Foundation to help us build that base to be 10
commandments. How much money we need for the base?
Well, it's going to be a base plus the patio area and a lot of concrete work, so it's going to be around $100,000
to install.
Yeah, because we're given the bronze, but you got to put a big base,
right,
and then you got to do the concrete work
to present it the right
big
way.
Yeah, with the landscaping and all that stuff, and to do it right structurally.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have miracles of the week. And there's no exception. We have a miracle of the week this week. What is it?
Sure. Well, it's so fun to be at a place where God frequently works miracles, and everybody that comes up there finds that out pretty well. But I was up there doing something, and I forgot what it was exactly, but somebody spots me, a lady, and she said, "Hey, are you Mr. Griner?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." I yelled at her, and she said, could you come over here?" So I walk over there, and I try to kind of be incognito because I can get hooked there and stay there for hours and hours and hours, as Sherry will confirm. But I was trying to get in and get out, but that's not what God had in mind. And so I go over there, and there's this lady, and she's in her 30s, and she's got a whole class of one first graders, second graders, and third graders that are up at the garden. And I think there was about a dozen of them or so, and it was a Christian school there in the area. But they said, "Mr. Griner, would you share with the kids how you did this and why you did this and all that?" And then she said, "Kids, come gather up." So she's got all the kids gathered up. And I look at that age group, and I said, "Now, how am I going to explain this to this age group and the amount of time of their attention span? And if you get a bunch of first, second, third graders together, it's like having a bunch of squirrels together. They're just not going to stay still very long." And that was true. And I started to go into my testimony, and God said, "That ain't going to work." He said, "Just ask them, am I in their hearts?" So I said, "Kids, listen to me a second. How many of you have Jesus in your heart already right now? Raise your hand." And about half of the kids raised their hand. And I said, "Okay, kids, all the rest of you, how many of you would you like to have Jesus come into your heart and live with you forever?" And the rest of them raised their hand.
Really?
And I said, "Okay, kids, pray this prayer with me." And I prayed a simple little sinner's prayer, you know, inviting Jesus in, confessing sins, which is not too much.
Which is basically what you put together at the cross.
Yeah, yeah.
And the scriptures and all the things inside the cross. I know, I read them every time I go up there.
So every single one of those little kids got saved. And I looked at those, and I remember I was 7 years old when I got saved. And somebody at a Baptist church in Beaumont.
So what you're saying is you don't have to be 50 years old. You can be a little kid and understand it.
Yeah, and you don't have to explain the whole Bible.
No, it's real simple.
It's real simple. Jesus died on the cross for
our sins. Point is, if you're listening right now and you have an interest to be saved, what is it again, the prayer?
Oh, well, we're going to say it at the end of this radio show. I'm going to give that prayer at the end of this radio show. But the point being is when you're with an adult, you can share adult things. But when you're with children, simplify it to the very essence. And it's really simply.
Some adults like me.
That's right. Do you want to have Jesus in your heart? Would you rather go to heaven or hell? I didn't say hell to the kids, but I said, would you like to go to heaven when you die? Would you like to Jesus live inside of you? If so, pray with me. And half of those kids, they all got saved. And I got a great picture of a bunch of beautiful little young people. And as I told the teachers, I said, "Ladies, I was this age when I said that prayer. And God hadn't let me go of me since, and I hadn't let go of him since."
The last 2 weeks, you've been reminiscing about the garden.
Yeah, we this is a time, Sherry and I, now I'm 66 years old, going to be 67, getting on up there.
But I just turned 67,
Okay. But I'm not going to be around forever. But Sherry and I was telling Sherry that, you know, we're just so grateful for what God's done, and we're able to, maybe today we can share some things that when we're gone, nobody will ever know because we're gone. And again, you don't have to remember us, just remember Jesus. That's the most important thing. But, you know, in anything that he does, he has stories with his kids, and we all have stories to share, and we should be sharing those stories, those God stories.
You're the only two original board members still on the board.
Yeah, Sherry and I, we've kind of stood the test of time here. This started, you know, the vision or the call came in 2001. The vision came in 2002. The board came in 2004, and the cross went up in 2010. And through all those years, we've had different boards of directors. We're a nonprofit 501c3. We're actually an art museum. We are not a church. Or a ministry.
You know, something a lot of people ask me, they think it's a church. And so it's not a church.
No.
It's open 7 in the morning to midnight.
Right.
And anybody can come 7 days a week and there's no charge.
Right. And it's actually, like people have said, it's a church in a sense without walls. But it's really a place where you can find God without having to go through church, without having to go through religion. And that it's a place that welcomes everybody and anybody 365 days a year. The gospel is there presented in 77 Bible verses in 3 languages, and it's a place to have an encounter with the living God.
What are your dreams for the future?
Oh, gosh, Roy. Well, in the immediate future, we'd like to have bathrooms. We'd like to have a visitor center. We'd like to finish the front entry. We'd like to build an amphitheater one day where we can have crowds of even a couple of thousand people and do Christian concerts. But God told us in the beginning to build this garden without debt, on faith in Him. And so we built it as we can. And so that is, you know, what I would like to have in the near future. But in the longer future, you know, I'd hope that we can do some other gardens, that God would place other gardens around the United States and the world. Yeah, because this is really a prototype. I mean, it's like the first McDonald's or the first Starbucks or the first iPhone. This was the test.
So you never planned for it to be the only one in the world.
No.
You planned to build these all over the world.
Yeah, that's what I hope and pray, and that's because it works.
So, you've got a basis to work from now.
The proven blueprint. A proven formula that works.
So you put
proven
that
together. Record.
So you can teach other people this other places.
Yeah, we can put it in, put these gardens in, and God even showed us, Roy, originally how these things could be paid for by God without debt, built without selling stuff, and even eventually having without donations through pad sites, because these gardens draw so many people.
The big companies recognize that, and it's all about numbers to traffic.
So those fast food restaurants.
And you have the pad sites available, too, at the Cross and Curve.
We have two of them that we are going to do at the Curve, but we're going to have it finished up more before we actually lease those. But you can lease or sell these one-acre pad sites, and in the USA they go from $1 million to $2 million each, where you've got that kind of traffic. But it's the same thing Disney did when they went into the swamp that nobody wanted, and they bought all that swamp land and all them alligators, and then they put in the park, and then now they sold the land to the motels and the restaurants.
So this is the big God story. I hear you're writing a book.
Roy, actually I am. You know, I'm keeping prayer journals since 1989 when Sherry and I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and empowered with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12 gifts. And I've been keeping journals all these years. And so now I'm writing a book and on the whole deal. And it's going to be big because it's so many years and so many miracles. But God had me, I said, how am I going to do this, Lord? My life is full. I'm behind in answering 200 or 300 emails right now. I mean, there's just not enough time. And I believe the Holy Spirit said, get up early. I'll wake you up. And I said, okay. And so what I've been doing for the last about a month, I guess, is I go to bed like everybody else, but suddenly God wakes me up, and it's
usually... you've got your writing time now.
And so now I write, and it's usually he wakes me up between 4 and 5 a.m., and so I suddenly I'm awake, and so I get up and pray and get a cup of coffee and start writing this book. And so now I'm writing it, and it's going to get done hopefully this year.
Is it going to be about your entire life or just the
cross? No, just the garden, the journey.
Just the cross and the journey and how all these things happen.
Right. And it'll relate to some things. There'll be some explanation. But it's going to be the story of the garden, start to finish. And it's going to be a coffee table type book. It's not just going to be a reading book. It's going to have the great stories. But I got all these wonderful photographs of the miracles to document everything, and the people and the artwork and the sunsets and the angels and all the glory dust.
So you got a lot of stuff that you can put in there in addition to just the printed work.
Yeah, so it's going to be a nice book that we'll have.
Well, it'll certainly be an inspirational thing. And you know, what popped into my mind when you were saying that is that what a movie that would make, too. Because you got to have a book, and that's the basis of the script.
Yeah.
But what a movie that would be to be able to bring that to the screen, and the actors and the characters and all the people involved, because there's a lot of drama in it.
Yeah, there's drama.
It's a very clear drama of good versus evil.
Yeah, it's kind of like Star Wars.
You know? Some of the things that happen.
And it's going on and on and on.
I mean, just talking about the attorney that was your lawyer and went over to the other side, just portraying that on screen. Can you imagine how the audience is going to feel about that character? They'll hate that person.
Yeah, and the way the Hawks flew over the...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Over
Herschel
Reed.
There's some dramatic things
in there. He hands me $500,000 the next morning. When we put the cross up, suddenly angels appeared, and we had hundreds of pictures of these balls of light going up and down the cross the night that the cross
went up. Well, I'm just saying, see the visuals now as we're talking?
And I'm going to have the real still pictures in this book.
Yeah. So there's some real good characters and great sub-stories of the deal. And I'm praying that this will be a great seller. And then from there, we can do a movie. That'll be a great thing. Well, listen, when and how will this book be available?
Well, only God knows the when. I quit setting dates on all this stuff. But I'm hoping it'll be by the end of 2018. I'm hoping that it'll be done maybe by Christmas. Yeah, hopefully.
That'll be a great Christmas present.
Yeah. And what we're going to do is, I've been writing all my life, doing lots of magazine articles since I was 17 years old. Did my first national magazine article, but I have never done a book, and so this will be my first book. And so what we're going to do is we're going to put it on Amazon, and they have a way to self-publish. And I'm just going to do it through my art business, MaxGreinerArt.com, and we're going to have it just like one of my products. But what we'll be able to do is we will be able to have it at the Garden, have it at Griner Designs is one of our things, and also on Amazon, and it'll be available. And we're going to use the funds to bless other people and to bless the gardens.
All right. Any closing words?
Just that I want to thank again everybody again that's made this journey possible. We've been reminiscing for the last 3 weeks. You know, lots of people have prayed for Sherry and me. We're still alive thanks to your prayers. And we just thank you and God for letting us, you know, be a part of your life and for you being a part of our life.
And how do they reach us?
Well, if you want to know about the garden, go to thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. If you want to know about the Griners and the art and our life and the story, some of what we've shared, go to our website, just maxgreinerart.com, maxgreinerart.com, G-R-E-I-N-E-R.
Max and Sherry Griner, thank you again for being with us this week. I'm Roy Holly.
Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, I'm back again this week with you for some more comments. So let's just jump right into it. From Toya H. from Rock Springs, Texas, we have the comment, impressive. There are two parking areas and another one closer to the entrance designated for handicap parking. The walk to get to the entrance is on an incline, but it is not too far. The garden has statues, Bible verses, plaques, and picnic tables. There are also a few porta potties around the parking and garden area. There were at least two volunteers in the garden in red aprons to answer questions. The cross is impressive, and you also get a great view of Kerrville. Next, we have from Richard Lucaro. Miracles, yes. Praise our loving God, the Creator, and Jesus, the light of the world. The soundtrack is amazing. Sounds like angels from heaven playing. It's a very powerful and spiritual place. You feel as if you're in heaven itself. My prayer is that God bless us all lucky enough to visit such an amazing site. And next we have Deb and Paul Fry sent in, this is so awesome, Brother Max. You and Jesus have done a marvelous thing. My husband and I pray for you every day. It is an honor. Blessings. The Lamb is a lion. In his love, your sister and brother, Deb and Paul Fry. The next one comes to us from Pastor David Decker from Jerusalem, Israel. And he says, Shalom, dear friends. Wow, this is wonderful. The life-size lion is gorgeous and seems to be very anointed. Hallelujah. Standing with you in prayer, if there is anything I can do to assist on this side in any way, I am happy to help. In his great love, Pastor David Decker, Jerusalem, Israel. I love this place. So beautiful, so peaceful. We always visit our annual spring trip. Take a marker and you can write on a prayer stone. Dr. McCurdy from Dallas, Texas, sent this in through TripAdvisor website. And another one from TripAdvisor website comes to us from Rod M. And he says, day trip, very serene and well kept. Prayer stones available and also prayer letters in dispenser. The garden is evolving all the time with new things being added. The Lion of Judah is waiting to be positioned. Large iron cross overlooking Route I-10, well worth a visit. And Robert Lindemann says, Amen, my dear brother Max. Jesus is so proud of what you have done to bring glory to his kingdom. Thanks. The last one I have for you is from Linda Ruelas, and she says, this place is amazing. Hadn't been there till like 2 months ago. My brother took us there, and it is awesome. And I thank you for sending in all your comments, and I pray that all of you will send in your comments and how you felt when you visited the garden, because I will read them out loud on the radio. So stay tuned. I may read yours next. That's all for today.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.